Blog Talk Radio.
The name of the song, the person who sang the song,
least I got a sound check from Sister Jerry so that I could make sure everyone could hear this morning. And so we're grateful unto Almighty God still that we got in and that you're able to hear me. And as soon as I get back to this studio, I'll be able to hear you and see your numbers. So we give God glory anyway. It's cold over this way today in Florida. Brother Louis, I got the chat room open just in time. And I can't get in there or anything, but I did open it up. Thank you, Jesus. And so we're moving right along this morning in Jesus' name. And today I just thank God because I wanted to talk about the favor of God today. And do you think you need his favor upon your life? The songwriter said God's favor is more precious than life. And I'm favored today, and I thank God for his favor. Now, how would we get his favor? I would say obedience would bring the favor of God your way. Yeah. Obedience unto his word. Obedience unto his voice. Because many of us, we hear God talking. We hear God talking to us. Yeah. And we hear his voice nice and clear, and we obey. And sometimes he speaks so soft and low. It's like, this can't be God. This got to be what I'm thinking. But yet he's speaking. And he don't speak a whole long, you know, conversation many times. He just speak a few words and he's done. Then sometimes he'll just show you things with that little short conversation. Hallelujah. And so we thank him this morning again for another Monday morning, woke us up, closing our right minds. We have the use and activity of our limbs, our life, our health, and our strength, because things could be so much worse. We could be in intensive care. Yeah, we could be in a hospital bed. We could be sleeping in our grave. Oh, but he blessed us with one more day. Hallelujah. Another day to get it right with him. Another day to bless your loved ones, to bless strangers, you know, to talk of his wondrous works, to make known his deeds among the people. It's a beautiful thing. And we all woke up with the favor of Almighty God because he favored us today. And because of his favor, when we look around, again, things are not as bad as it could be. I look at me this morning, and I was thinking, I got a hold of someone over at Facebook support. This has never happened before. I was never able to talk to anybody from Facebook support about anything, a business venture, nothing. I was doing selling T-shirts. I closed some things down because I couldn't get a hold of nobody. Today, I was able to, early this morning. Again, the songwriter says, God's favor is more precious than life. That favor is a wonderful thing. And the people who say, well, favor is not fair, I don't think they're thinking in the right direction to even think like that. Because the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. If we're walking in the spirit, I don't think we'll talk like that because of this. We understand God chooses to do what he decides to do. And he may decide to give me a red car, and he may decide to give you the car that you want. You want a silver car. I didn't care what color car. I just wanted a decent car. So he gave me a red one. He gave me what would bless me. When I got that 1997 Ford Contour, it was silver. It wouldn't have been my choice of color. I probably would have chose black or a blue. But he gave me silver. Yeah. And so his favor blessed me to get the car because when I purchased the car from my nephew and niece, I just paid a little bit on it until I paid the $500 off. Now, once I paid the $500, the car was not running. The engine needed to be overhauled. And then I had to find the right people to overhaul it. But look what God did for me. Bless me that I had AAA. And with AAA, I was able to take it to one shop free. They towed it over for free. And when it got there, he said, we don't do this kind of work, but I can recommend a man to you, a man named John. And he told me the name of the shop on Roselle, right at the corner, King and Roselle. So I called over there and talked to John. He said, yeah, send it over. Let me take a look. AAA went back and got it from the first shop I sent it to for free and took it over to John's for free. John took a look at it. He said, yeah, I can fix that. That'll be $400 and something. Isn't that something? To totally overhaul the engine. He said it had been overhauled before, but he could do it again. And I paid John a little bit along. As he did work, I paid him. I would call him. I would say, well, John, this week I got enough to do what? How much you got? I got $200. He said, well, I can do this so much. The next week I called John. John, I got $100. He said, okay, I can do this much. The car stayed over there with John, I'm sure, for about a month on $400 and something. When I paid that last payment, he said, you can come and get it. But in the meantime, he told me, he said, well, I have your car parked where it's safe. Nobody can steal it. Now, that was a favor, listen to me, of Almighty God. To get those cars towed to the different places for different people to look at it for free, that was favor. To get the engine overhauled for, really good overhaul job for $400 and some change. That was favor. I kept the car from 2005 until 2013. Yeah, 2013. God blessed me with another car, a small Toyota RAV4, a SUV, small SUV. And that SUV was in good shape for 2 years. When I traded it in, it was still in good shape. 2 years, and then he gave me the brand new truck. The favor, nobody won't tell me God didn't favor me. I didn't have A-plus credit, hallelujah. I didn't have a down payment, thank you, Jesus. But God favored me. And that favor spread at the car dealership. They was looking at me in the office talking because I got a letter in the mail to take to them. And the man who signed it, I didn't even know his name. I couldn't even read the signature. But when they saw the letter, they got all excited. Boy, they got excited. What you want? What is it you... I said, I just want another Toyota RAV4. That's all. I said, yeah, that's all. That was quite expensive enough. Then turned around, you know, I prayed the prayer of faith, and I told God, if you give me this to me, I can't afford it. Lord, you're going to have to make the payments, and that's what he did. Raised up a budget to pay for that truck. That was in 2015. This 2022, I still have that truck in good shape. Hallelujah. The favor of Almighty God. You can walk in places and get what other people won't get because they don't have the favor of God. Obedience, the scripture says, is better than sacrifice. If I obey God, that's better than me sacrificing to pay my tithes and offering. Better than me saying, well, I don't have one chicken, but I split it in half and give you half and I keep. That's better than any of that. Obedience. Faith and obedience move God. I'm going to say that again. Faith and obedience unto his word, unto him, it moves God. Crying won't move him. Lord, I'm in a bad situation. That won't move him. But when I talk to him about the situation and then I believe he's going to do it because I ask him to, that will move him. Trust in him will move him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Trust in God will move God because you got to have faith to trust him. When we pray, we got to pray believing that not only he heard, but he's going to answer and walk away from it. Leave it alone. And see, let me tell you something. It takes more than going to the altar saying you do. It takes more than going to the altar saying, Lord, I believe that, God, I believe that your son is Jesus, and I believe you so love the world. You sent him into the world that the world might be saved. And Father, he's your only begotten son, and forgive me today for all my sins and wrongdoings. Come into my heart and live forever. It takes more than that. Because once we go and receive him, we got to learn about him. We got to learn of his ways. We got to learn what he said, the things he wants us to do. And the things he does not want us to do. We got to learn these things. Because if we don't get in his word, how will we know? And he's not telling us everything in them 66 books. We have 66 books, Genesis to Revelation. He didn't tell us all because our ways are not his ways and our thoughts are not his thoughts. It's as high as the heaven is from the earth is the difference in the way we think and the way God thinks. That's a long ways. Because we think with feelings of the flesh many days. We're not thinking spiritually. See, spiritually thinking, it will cause you to think like this. Well, I wanted that job. God didn't give it to me. I'm not distraught over it. I'm not upset about it because that particular job, I wanted it. I even wanted the pay to come with it, but that's not the way God was moving. He's got something better. He's got an easier job that will give me pleasure in doing it. This when you know his words. This when you learn of him. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But many times we walking in our flesh. Yeah. And don't let nobody do anything to us that we don't like. Oh, we act as if we never been saved. We're still talking about the favor of God this morning because we need it in our life. Upon our life. I need the favor of God. Favor get me into places money won't. I used to go. Now, I don't particularly care for football, Sister Jerry. I never cared for sports. I never knew what I forgot what they call this thing, where you pay for it once a year and you go to all the games. You've already paid for it. All you do is walk in the door and show your ticket or give your name or whatever you do, and you're in there free. And a lady I knew, she had that. And she said, come on, go to the Jaguar games with me, Barbara. I thought to myself, a Jaguar game? Girl, I don't do no football. Oh, I love football. Come on, go. So she talked me into going. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going. I've never been to a football game. I've never seen professional football players up close, so I want to go see what it's all about. I got to go. Many people would have did flips to go, but I got to go for free. Yeah. Her son come, and he said, oh, yeah, Mama, let's all go. He got in for free as well. I think he bought season tickets. I think that's what they call Louis, season tickets. And so we all out there, and people drunk. And I'm like, if this is what they like, This is a waste of my time. I could be doing something constructive. This is not constructive for me. But for them, it was entertainment, a time for self-pleasure. But I wasn't interested. But I got in for free, favor. God blessed me to know somebody who could take me to a Jaguar game and take me for free. I wanted a movie come out, and the name of the movie was called Hustle and Flow. Anybody ever heard of that? I saw the car, and I saw Terrence Howard was in the movie. I said, let me see what this movie is about. But it was playing at a local movie house in Orange Park. So I wanted to go. A brother came all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, to Jacksonville, Florida, to take me to the movies to see Hustle and Flow. A couple of friends, along with Shante, they got together, and oh, they wanted me to dress to go to the movies. Casual, comfortable. And I dressed. He picked me up. We went to the movies. He dropped me back. I went on in. And I thought to myself, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, to Jacksonville, Florida, to take me to the movie, that was the favor of God. No pushing up on me, no touching me, none of that. He was just happy to take me to the movie because he knew my work. He saw how God, what I told him God said, he saw it come to life right before his very eyes. Because he called me one day and he said, hey, I got some problems. He was in the military, he said, and they want to demote me and da-da-da-da-da. He said, they're going to do that. The Lord spoke and said, tell them no. I spoke and I told him, I said, no, they're not going to do that. Matter of fact, they're going to reinstate you. He said, what? And I know nothing about the military terms and things. He said, what? I said, yeah, they're going to reinstate you. So a couple of weeks later, he called me back. He said, hey, can you come to Atlanta? He said, because I want you to come to the reinstatement ceremony. They giving me my rank back as a reinstatement. Just what God said. He was all excited. So he knew the work. And see, many times our work, our labor will speak for us. Our labor will give us what? Favor, even with people. The favor of God will be upon our lives everywhere we go. Anybody ever went in the store and what you wanted was on sale? You prayed before you left home because man ought to always pray. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. You're going to pray before you leave home. Because, Lord, you know what's in my purse. God, you know I only have $50, but the list I got looking like I need $150. Everything you need when you get to the grocery store, whatever store you're going to, it's going to be on sale. Sometimes 90% off. Can you imagine? That means if something is $100, you're only going to pay $10 for it. God is faithful. And he wants us to be faithful so he can favor us. Again, they say favor is not fair. I think it's more than fair because, again, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. God chooses who to give his stuff to. I know he assigned man over it. I know men go to work and work and make payments and pay for stuff. But it yet belongs to the Lord because he gave you the ability to do it. Hallelujah. And we don't think spiritually as we should. The more spiritual we think, the better off we are, the more blessings we should receive. When you heard him say, all things must work together for the good of them that love him, the called according to his purpose. When you hear that, favor is going to do it for you. because your obedient favor is going to do it. They said no over here on your left. There was an even bigger no on your right. And they looking at your paperwork and say, this won't work. But the favor of God will cause them to find a clause that will give you what you're asking for. I've gone on job interviews, they said no. We're looking for a little bit more qualification. It was a pleasure speaking with you. And I was hoping to have you on our team, and they sent me on out the door. Well, when I left, I went on to do whatever it is I wanted to do because I didn't get the job. So I'm waiting on the next interview because I put applications in everywhere. I'm waiting on. When I get home, the answer machine is beep, beep, it's going off. So when I hit it, say, hello, this is Don from Extra Company. And we'd like to have you come back in for an interview. This message is for Barbara Pittman. Call me at da-da-da-da-da. Sometimes they'll tell me between what hours. And when I call back, he say, yeah, hey, Barbara, this is Don. And I know I said we were looking for people with a little bit more qualifications. But I looked at something else, Barbara, and I think I can use you over in this area. And he'll tell you the position and the pay. Are you interested? And I said, yeah, I'm interested. He said, well, look, come back in. Let's talk about it, huh? It was no on my left and no on my right, but the favor of God said yes. Don started looking for a way to get me in now. He said it was a pleasure interviewing me and nice to meet me. And he was hoping to have me on his team. Already had favor when I walked in the door. Somebody need to tell God thank you for your favor this morning. Because not everyone has the favor of Almighty God. Not everybody have it now. His children have it. His people have it. The obedient have favor. The favor of Almighty God. And I thank him today for favor. When I tell you it's more precious, really it is, than life. I've just pulled something, and I look at this. Remember John in Revelation chapter 1? He was out on the Isle of Patmos. The scripture says he was out there in the spirit on the Lord's day. But I believe John had the favor of God. Why? He was obedient. I believe David, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, I believe Apostle Paul had the favor of God. Because they was not going to allow anything. Once they learned the truth and once they learned the ways of God, they was not going to let anything separate them from his love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When I look over in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews will bless you if you pay attention. Well, all of it will, but Hebrews, to me, it just got a special twist to it right away. Yeah. Because it teaches us about faith. Hebrews says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Here we go again. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Samuel, Noah, Joshua, Deborah, Priscilla, Aquila, Lydia. The list is endless. The elders, they obtained a good report. Even those that was back in the day, Even in my day when I was a child, many back then obtained a good report because they had the favor of God through faith. They believed what his word said. And they walked according to his word. Because many times we feel like we go to the altar, we say I do to him at the altar, and we walk away. We're done. We're through. Woo! So this morning, I want to look at that. I want to look at Hebrews. Okay, y'all. Okay. I can't get online and go to the King James Version online, so I got to get it out of the book, my own personal book this morning. I got several books, several Bibles. So I want to look at Hebrews, but we're going to pray. I can't say I can't, but we're going to try to go to another song. We're going to have prayer. We're coming back with Hebrews, and we're going to talk about the favor of Almighty God through faith. Because it said those of us that come to him, we must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. How many know if you don't please, how you going to get blessed if you don't please him? Many people want the blessings, but they don't want to please God. Good parents, this is the way good parents is to their children. If you're good, you get gifts. If you're good, you get my favor. If you're not good, I'm not giving you a gift. If you're not good, you're not going to get my favor. See, when I pick you up from school, we could have gone over and had ice cream before dinner. And when we got home, I finished preparing and making dinner. And by that time, you was hungry. But you had a nice little ice cream treat way before dinner because I favored you because you've been good. You've been obedient. You believed in me as a parent. Same thing with God. He will give us favor, special treats, because we trust in him as our God, as our Father. And we obey him. We don't never want to be caught disobeying what he said. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for another Monday morning. We thank you for all you've done already. So, Father, you've done great and mighty things for us this Monday morning, the last day of January of 2022. Father, you have blessed us to wake up closed in our right minds. You blessed us with use and activity of limbs, life, health, and strength. Father, things could have been so much worse, and we thank you this morning that you hold a reign for us. We thank you for being on our side today in spite of us. Thank you for looking beyond our faults and yet meeting our needs. Father, we come this morning asking that you would forgive us for all our sins and wrongdoings, our wrong thoughts, our wrong speakings, our wrong feelings. As though our sins be as scarlet, we ask that you would wash us as white as snow. Cleanse us this morning from all unrighteousness. And Father, give us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us this day. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for putting our sins as far as the east is from the west, never to remember them again. We thank you this morning. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your son, Jesus. You sent him for us. You sent him that if we believe, we won't perish but have everlasting life. We thank you for the tree of life, God, our right to the tree of life. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you this morning for saving us, for setting us aside unto you, and giving us your spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough. We thank you this morning that you supply our need according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, we have a roof over our head, hot and cold running water, electric in our homes. Lord, you've given us many things, a bed to sleep in. You've even given us entertainment in our homes. Thank you for transportation. Father, many of us, we don't have a whole lot of money, but we thank you for what you provided for us. Hallelujah. Thank you for paying bills, making ways. Thank you for giving us health and strength to go to work. Thank you, Lord, that you use our gifts. Hallelujah. And even our gifts cause us to be blessed. Because it's not us, it's what you gave us to use, and we use it back unto you. We thank you this morning. Father, we come asking those that are sick here today, whether it be through the archives, the podcast, or right now, oh God, we ask that you would heal today, heal bodies, minds, God. We know that you're able. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. We believe that there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. Father, we know that it's you that heal all manner of sickness and disease. Do it for us today in the name of Jesus. Heal, Father, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Fix our hearts today. Heal, God, and regulate our minds. Heal today in the name of Jesus. Father, we want a mind to obey you. We want a mind to walk upright before you daily in the name of Jesus. Father, we want a mind to keep on you. Because if we keep our mind on you, it's you that keeps us in perfect peace. Do it for us today. In the name of Jesus. Father, there are many hungry, many sick, many with no place to live. Money have become many people gods. And Father, we ask that you would help today. Feed those that are hungry. Give shelter to those that are hungry. Again, heal the sick, O God, in the name of Jesus. Bless children everywhere. Lord, send somebody to plant a seed of you, a seed of your word. Send someone to water and fertilize. But God, we're looking to you for the increase in the name of Jesus, even in children today. For you're yet Almighty God that have all power. Father, there's no higher power. It appears that the world has flipped upside down, and many are whoring after other gods. But Lord, we decide to keep you, Jehovah, as our God, Almighty God, the same God that say, let there be light, and light appeared, who spoke it into existence. Father, we decide to keep you as our choice. We decide to believe that you so love the world, you sent your only begotten Son. Help us to grow to more in you. Send your anointing like never before this day to bless your people. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for his suffering, God. Thank you for his dying, conquering all and rising with all power. We thank you this morning. We can't thank you enough. And Father, every calling, every listener, bless their families. Bless their friends near and far. Lord, send your shield of protection. Send your protecting angels to stand watch to shield and protect your people to keep us all from hurt, harm, or danger in the name of Jesus. Thank you this morning. Your word said we have not because we ask not. And Father, we are asking you, your word said, ask and it'll be given unto us. We are asking you for your help this morning, for your many blessings. And help us not to forget your ways in the name of Jesus. Bless those that are incarcerated, Father, those that are in every branch of the military. Father, widowers and bereaved families, they need you today. You said for us to take care of the widows, take care of the fatherless children. Help us today, O God, to honor your word and obey. Bless intercessory prayer people everywhere praying for others in the name of Jesus. Bless preachers everywhere preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. Bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem today. Bless our brothers and sisters overseas from everywhere, God. Lord, bless those that are serving you in India, those that are obedient. The Lord, your word would be uplifted and that you would draw those that are in India and Uganda, Nigeria, oh God, Canada, South Africa, Ghana, New Zealand, Pakistan, Kenya today, oh God. Move for these, your people, in the name of Jesus. For Lord, many can't come out loud and pray in your son Jesus' name. But Lord, we ask that you would send your protecting angels to stand watch, to shield and protect, keep them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Father, we ask this morning that God, whatever they stand in the need of, food, housing, money, whatever it may be, that you would send it to them. Open a door for them today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we thank you this morning. Bless America, God, in the leadership. Continue, Lord. Father, we ask that you would rebuke the devourer in the leadership of America for all our sake, God. Give them the right heart and mind, remembering that they have a people that they're responsible for. Father, many love the stock market. Many love money. Your word said, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And God, we're seeing evil come forth because of the love of money. We bind it up and cast it to the pits of hell, never to return to America in the name of Jesus. And Father, we loose your will in the earth. That not our will, not man's will, but your will be done in the name of Jesus. Bless your people today, here, there, and everywhere. Open doors and make ways for your people. Lord, those that stand in need of money, send it their way. Send the money angels to go out and get our money and bring it to us in the name of Jesus. But Father, you're able. The earth is yours. The fullness thereof. Father, the world and they that dwell therein. And Lord, we're in the earth, but we're not of it. This is our workstation and we're passing through. And one day, Father, we'll clock out for the last time to come home or to take our rest. Help us today to be obedient. Help us to walk by faith and not by sight. Have mercy today on all of your people, O God. All of us, have mercy. Let your grace continue to abound for us. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here. Speak your word to your people. A word that will bless them. A word that will encourage them, inspire them, and lift them up this day in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Oh, we give you the glory. We give you the honor and praise. We ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. God, we thank you this morning. We thank you that we can come to you anytime, in any place, anywhere, for whatever we feel the need for. I speak blessings on your people today. Lord, I speak blessings like they have never seen before. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon your people, Father, that they will know you're yet in control no matter what they see, no matter what they hear, no matter what they're feeling. God, you have it all in control. Your word says if you be for us, you're more than the whole world against us. And Father, you're for us this morning. And we're casting our cares upon you, for you careth for us. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I see like a, I can't say it's a famine in the land, but it's like a, it's not even like a drought. It's like a missing, like something is missing. And it's going to become more missing than it's missing right now. Less and less and less and less is going to be for many. But if we'll keep the faith, increase our faith in God, we're going to have the favor of Almighty God upon us. Nobody can stop it. Well, over here they don't have, we'll have plenty. No calamity shall come nigh our dwelling. We shall live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. No calamity, no COVID, no variant, Omarion, Omarion, none of that. Whatever it is shall come nigh our dwelling. We're the head and not the tail today. We're above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. We're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loves us. Hallelujah. He loves us like the Father loved us. I was trying to think of a way I could play a song this morning because the computer is still on froze. It's still on lock. So if I turn it off and turn it back on, I'm sure it'll work, but I don't want to cut us off. But listen, I'm looking at the book of Hebrews and the epistle of Paul, the apostle to the Hebrews, this apostle Paul writing. Many Jewish believers, having stepped out of Judaism into Christianity, want to reverse their course in order to escape persecution by their countrymen. A lot of our brothers and sisters overseas, they're going through their abuse. They're going through persecution. Some have seen that God moved and that he's for them, but because of the persecution, they was killing Christians and saying all kind of things about them. You're a fool for believing like that. And even today, Jesus wasn't the Son of God. He was just a prophet. He was just a man. So a lot of people, even today, they tired of the persecution. And many people need intellect when it even comes to the Word of God. They want to understand it through and through, every line and every precept. But let me tell you, he said his ways are not your ways and his thoughts are not your thoughts. The only way you understand the Word of God, you must be spiritual. You must have his spirit living in you. You must have faith to believe that God spoke light into existence. He had a virgin by the name of Mary to bring his son forth, his only offspring. See, to the world, these are weird things. But yet, when the believer look, when the people of God look, we see the blessings of Almighty God. We see the world as if it's flipped upside down, right is wrong and wrong is right nowadays. It's my thing. I do what I want to do. I do it how I want to do it, when I want to do it, and where I want to do it at. I don't have to have respect for nobody. Either you like what I do or whatever. But the people of God know that God gives favor. The people of God know that we must have faith. We must believe what God's word says and what God says. We must believe. They would even look at Apostle Paul and say, oh, he went to prison. Nobody gonna hear that. But these are some of the greatest writings I ever read. I stayed with Paul for a while, hallelujah, in the Word of God. And the writings blessed me. It was as if he was right here with me, explaining it to me. Many times I've gotten in the Word all back in John and Matthews and Romans, and it's as if I was right there. I may have been sitting on a rock eating an apple or something, but I was right there, and it was fresh for me. It was live for me, and I heard it in my spirit. And God gave understanding to his Word, how he wanted me to apply it to my everyday life. See, it's not for Sunday. It's not for Wednesday Bible study. It's not for Friday night prayer meeting. Or whenever we go to the house of the Lord, we talk about God. It's for daily living. God give us favor daily. His Word and obeying his Word is for daily living. So the writer of Hebrews exhorts them to go on unto perfection. Do you hear that? On to perfection. No matter the persecution, no matter what we go through, we got to go on in Jesus. They're going to lie on you. They're going to cheat you. They're going to steal from you. They're going to hate you. They're going to talk about you, huh? But we got to go on unto perfection, in him. His appeal is based on the superiority of Christ over the Druidic system. Christ is better than the angels, but they worship him. He's better than Moses, for he created him. Huh? He is better than the Aaronic priesthood, you know, Aaronim, the priest, for his sacrifice was once for all time. He is better than the law, for he mediated a better covenant. In short, there is more to be gained in Christ than to be lost in Judaism. Pressing on in Christ produces tested faith, self-discipline, and a visual love seen in good works. Although the King James Version uses the epistle of Paul, the apostle to the Hebrews, there's no early manuscript evidence to support it. The oldest and most reliable title is simply the word Proibrausius, E-B-R-A-I-O-U-S, if you want to look that up, to the Hebrews. Listen. No matter what go on, we got to stay with God. God's favor is more precious than life. Yes, it is. When you got the favor of Almighty God, again, you're going to get into places that if you didn't have that favor, you couldn't go. Others want to get in there, but they can't get in there. They don't have the favor of God. I told you I went to the Jaguar game. Went several times. I didn't even enjoy it. I enjoyed the company, laughing and talking. But the game, I didn't know what was going on. And every now and then you would see them stand up and raise their hands up. Yeah, make all this noise. I'm looking around because I don't know what to do with all that for. But I had the favor of Almighty God. I've been in places with people that I was sitting there thinking to myself, what in the world? How did I get here with these people? They was in high places. I lived in a place called Fairbanks, Alaska. And I used to go to the mayor's office. The mayor's office, yeah. And would call his wife Jinx and tell her, I'm going over to see Jim today. Meet us over there. People in high places. I've been in places where people didn't like me. They hated me because of my skin color and my race. They hated me because I was African-American and my skin was so dark. But guess what? They found favor in me. Not because of me, but God's favor is more precious, huh, than life. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. We need the favor of God. Obedience, again, this morning, will bring you into favor like you never saw before. You may go out many times and experience some bad things. And by the time you get home, peace, joy, and happiness has overtaken you. Because even when you walked in your house, it was just nice to be home. When you looked in your mailbox, you got some good news. It may not have been a big check. It may have been approved a credit card. It may have been something that you wanted, had forgotten all about it, and you done caught the devil out here in the street. You caught the devil on the job, but when you got home, God bless you at your house. He favored you, even while you was catching all of that. He favored you, but no cross, no crown. If we don't suffer with him, we can't reign with him. Because, see, they're going to lie on you on the job. They're going to talk about you real bad on the job because you give a good day's work for a good day's pay. You don't go in the bathroom and stay a couple of hours pretending to be sick so the time will be short and you're not working. You go to the boss and you say, hey, look, I need you to teach me what you need me to do for you. Teach me the best thing I need to do on this job that will help you the most. Don't hide from the boss. Go to him and find out from him what you need to do. Guess what? You'll be his favorite. He'll protect you. He don't want to hear nothing bad nobody got to say about you because you coming to him, he's your mentor now. You're his student and he want to make sure that you keep learning and nobody interrupts the class. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when we look over here, in Hebrews, I want to say it's Hebrews 11. Let's look back there. Hebrews 11, and I believe it's chapter 1. I like all this kind of carrying on right here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is that 6 and 1 or 11 and 1? I think that's 11 and 1. Y'all know I'll forget something. Hebrews chapter 11, let's look at verse 1. Oh, I got it all marked up and everything. No wonder I couldn't. Anyway, it says this for us. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by the elders obtained a good report. That's verse 1 and 2. Now, I believe right now faith is. If you believe right now, God can move right now. It's the substance. It's the bulk of things hoped for. Faith. Believing. It's the key. It's the all to believe in God. It's the trust in God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. See, we don't see. We don't see. We believe. And we hope. Sometimes we visualize in our mind what it'll be like. Yeah, some days I visualize what it'll be like for me to walk to these apartments and Freedom Doors or Jesus in the Morning on them. And we might have 300 apartments. They're all occupied. We even have a section for the veterans. We have a section for the elderly. Yeah. We have a section for those that are dealing with mental health issues. And then the regular everyday folks, as we're going to call them, with children, there's a section for you. There's security, there's the police, all of this is there. There's a clinic on the premises. Huge laundromat. There's special transportation. All of this is there. I visualize this because faith's going to bring it to pass. I went out and I saw a bunch of houses that Freedom Doors or Jesus in the Morning had built. And these are family dwellings. Nice houses. And people living there. And it didn't cost them an arm or a leg. Or arm and leg. What it cost to build it is what they paid for it. They didn't have to have credit in all of this. They just had to have a job and a desire to want to be a homeowner and to keep things up. And they had to have love to love the neighbors. And it's a community where one don't do something without the other. We come together in what we do. Yeah. Because we love one another. Believers. Just any and everybody can come now. I'm sorry. And I know a lot of us have family members, but we know the hellraisers. I can't bring my hellraising cousin over there because I have to be especially good to the members of the household of faith. Yeah. I have to be good to the church. Hallelujah. And each one of us, we are the church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So 11 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, in verse 1. And verse 2, it says, by it the elders obtained a good report. I told you, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all these folk, Deborah, Priscilla, Aquila, Lydia, Paul, Peter, John, even Matthew, all these folks obtained a good report. If we look back in Matthew, he going to tell you about it, the good report. If we look at Mark, he's going to tell us about it, a good report. Luke going to tell us, and Luke was a physician. Luke was a doctor, they tell me. But Luke had a good report about the good news of Jesus. Faith kept them there. Some things they saw with the spiritual eyes, and they tried to equate it to the natural, wouldn't work. They had to go on and buckle down and say, that's spiritual there. No natural man can do that. He must be the Son of God. We've never seen a prophet do what he does. We've never seen a preacher do it like that. In verse 3 it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The world was framed by the word of God. It wasn't framed by somebody taking some plants and planting them in their womb. It was not framed by the chicken coming from the egg. It wasn't even framed by the cow coming from the cow. By the word of God, the world was framed. God spoke light into existence. And if we look back at Genesis, it tells us each day what he made, each day what he did. And it don't tell you that when he brought Adam forth, a man and a woman went together and here come Adam. No, he brought Adam from the ground, from the dirt, we call it. When Eve come along, no man and woman got together and Eve was birthed. He brought Eve out of Adam's rib, out the side of Adam. Only God can do these kind of things. But it's got to be a spiritual faith. We can't believe with the natural, it won't work because it won't add up. carnal and spiritual, the flesh and the spirit is always at war. One trying to get the rule over the other. The flesh trying to get you to please it because it's always wanting to be pleased. The spirit trying to get you to go in the right direction that will bless you and please God. But that's not the flesh. So they're always at war, carnal and spiritual, always fighting against each other. The flesh will even tell you that, hey, go on over there and steal that, you know, put it in your purse. Even that, you know, Golden Corral, get your 5 or 6 of them Big East rolls and wrap them up good in some napkins and put it in your purse. God ain't gonna hold, that ain't really stealing. That's for later on when you need a snack or you hungry. That's stealing. Thou shalt not steal. Yeah. Church folks. Because we know a lot of church folks go to Golden Corral, and I know they used to. Is it still open? They still going over there. Sunday fried chicken and all that macaroni and cheese. Oh, yeah, they going to Golden Corral. And before COVID came along, or Omarion, Ovarion, Omarion, whoever it is, folk was going over to Golden Corral. I'm going to get me 4 or 5 pieces of this chicken and put it in my purse for later. That's stealing. I'm laughing because I have been guilty of it. And they're going to say, I'm going to repent later. No, you shouldn't have took that chicken. And I have said, oh, my good Lord, forgive me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Don't let me go back over there and steal no more Golden Corral chicken and thing. Cake and all of that. Yeah, when I was eating like that, you see. But look. The world wasn't made by what we think it was. Spiritually, we'll see it was made by the word of God. God put it together. He spoke things into existence. He put things into existence. Hallelujah. In chapter 11, verse 4 says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. And look, you know, people will get mad with you. You yet got favor. I don't care how mad they get and what they try to act like donkeys and all. You yet got the favor of God on your life. They'll get mad with you because you sang more. You praise more. You give more in the offering. You're paying more tithes. Now, folk will tell you should be giving them church folks all your money. All that the pastor going to do is buy them a big Cadillac. The devil is a fool and a liar. And will make a fool and a liar out of you if you believe. Now, all preachers are after your money now. We still have some preachers after souls. We still have preachers after the obedience of God. We still have preachers want people to repent and come to God fully. And if they check on you, they're not checking on you for your membership so you can come back so they can get more tithes and offers. They just want to make sure that you're getting what you need. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. How you hear the word, you can hear it in his house. So if a pastor kind of tracking you down, he wants you to come back and hear the word. It's not about, all of them are not about your purse. But that's another excuse for church folks and the world. See, there's a difference in church folks and the people of God. There's a big difference. Church folks go to church. Church folks in a social group, you know, they got a social club going on. The people of God obey God. The people of God want to be upright before God daily. The people of God walk by faith and not by sight. Yeah, so they'll get mad with you for doing more. God testified of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. That blood speaks from the ground. In verse 5 it says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found, because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. That's the testimony I want. Not that I want God to take me straight from the earth to heaven. Now, if he does, I thank him for it. Lord, you know I'm grateful unto you. But I want that testimony that I please God. Barbara Pittman, and on the other side of that name is God Pleaser. Pleased God. When he hear my name, it put a satisfied smile on his face. Because when he look at me, I'm obeying him. When he see me, I have a heart for his people. When he see me, I wish that none should perish. When he see me, those that are suffering, if they're suffering for his sake, I want to pray them through. If they're not suffering for his sake, I want to pray that he give them a change of heart and mind. Hallelujah. But I want that she please God. My testimony that people will have of me will say, she please God. She always wanted God to be pleased. She always wanted to do what he could accept. She always wanted people to go to God. She always wanted people to believe him. She wanted people to stop walking in their flesh and walk in the spirit. Let me tell you something. If you're more in your flesh than you're walking in the spirit, if you believe in more in your flesh than you believe in the word of God or you believe in God, I need you to go back to the altar. At this time, make sure you got saved. Make sure you received him and his spirit. He said, if we're obedient, we belong to him. Listen what he said now. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said, and he's not going to give no short steppings on it, no short steps on it. You got to go the whole way. If you obey him, you belong to him. If you don't obey him, you don't belong to him, and guess what? You're a witch. Disobedient is witchcraft. That's what he said. Think about it now. Some strange things will happen because we're straddling the bits. We're lukewarm. We're not hot or cold. So if you're going to be lukewarm, he said he'll spew you out his mouth. You don't belong to him. And telling God, Lord, you know my heart, that's the biggest mistake you can make. Because guess what? He know the very intent of your heart. And if your heart is not after and for him, he know that too. There's a way that seem right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Obedience gives us favor with God. Obedience unto his word and unto him will cause us to be favored by Almighty God that have all the power. Look at that. Take more than going to church singing loud. Take more than working on this ministry. Well, you know, I'm on the finance committee. I'm on the finance ministry. You can be on any ministry you want to be on. But unless you're obedient unto God, you may as well just chalk it up. I'll see y'all later, Rev. I'm going clubbing now. Yeah. I'll see y'all later, Rev. I'm going to go to the dog track and gamble. I'll see you later, Rev. I'm about to buy me a bunch of these lottery tickets. Why? You're sitting on a ministry, but you're not honoring God. You're sitting on a ministry, but you're not obeying God. You honor God with your lips, but your heart be far from it. You have a form of godliness, but you deny the power thereof. I'm just bringing the honest truth, but the favor of God, now that's a different thing. When you obey him, you're going to have his favor. Hallelujah. It's more precious than life. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. In that sixth verse of Hebrews, it says this, but without faith, here we go. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Remember, I told you good parents give good children favor. They give good children gifts. Same thing with God. Yeah, I already said it this morning. I'm going to say it again. If I'm pleasing him, he gonna please me back. If I'm pleasing him, his favor is going to increase with me. But if I'm a slackard, and a slackard is this, when I go to church, I'm all in the spirit. When I'm on the job, when I'm at home, I do anything I'm big enough to do. When I'm at the school, I just show all out. Because, see, some people don't believe that they're going to hell. See, they simply think that they believed and that's the end of the story, but it takes more than believing God. And the reason I said take more than believing God, you got to put some work in there. Faith and work go together. Faith without work is dead. See, it takes a little work to resist the devil. It takes a little work to resist your flesh. Boy, when I first come to the Lord, I had a hard time about them boys, man. I love them men. I'm just telling you the truth. And that was a battle there. Bam, bam. Because don't let fornication be once named among you. So all the flirting had to be over with. All the wearing this and the wearing that, the pulling me. Because, you know, men visual. All that was over with. And the Lord showed me something. I was on the way to the store one night. And I could see somebody behind me. But to be honest with you, I was a little afraid to turn around and look. I kept going. And the faster I walked, the faster it got caught up with me. I was like, what is this? So I just slowed down. Because now great is he that's in me than he that is in the world. So it was a guy, he caught up with me. And his name was Michael. He said, how you doing? I said, I'm doing all right. Where you going? I said, I'm going to the store. He said, I'm going to the store too. I said, okay. So we went on to the store talking. I started talking to him about the Lord and everything. Well, he shut down on it on, y'all. Let me see if Miss Jerry and them. Yeah, you still there? All right. I think you can still hear me. But if you're online, Brother Louis, we may have gone out. But it may come back. I'm going to see. But anyway, we talked about the Lord. He said, girl, he said, the way you believe God like that right now, I could marry you right now. He said, because you would never do me no wrong. He said, I see how you loving God. So we went on. We became a little friendly. And it taught me some things. It taught me, don't walk in your flesh. When you meet people, let them know up front, close, and right away who you love. Let them know you don't love your flesh like that. You love God like that. You'll get more respect. It'll keep the devil away from you. I learned that. Oh, yeah, when I meet somebody, I let them know right up front, man or woman, boy or girl, God is. And when you do that, the people have a better respect for you. See, because they think that when you dress nice, when you're looking good, folk will have more respect for you. But if you got the Spirit of God living in you and you walking in the Spirit of God, nothing can touch that favor. Nobody can outdo you on nothing. Because of the favor of Almighty God. Don't we want that favor? We want the favor of God. Yes, it's okay to look good. We should want to look good because we feel good. But we want to look better in the spirit than we do in the natural. because the spirit can attract. It can draw others, not to you, but to God. Because, see, in the natural, the way we dress, it'll draw people to us. But if you're walking in the spirit, it'll draw men and women, boys and girls, unto God. We're walking by faith and not by sight. We're walking in the spirit that we don't draw people to us because we ain't got nowhere for them to go but straight to hell. So we trying to lift God up so he can draw others unto them and they can go back with him when they come. They can live a good life right here in the earth. Because you understanding, you're going to have trials, but they come to make you strong. You understand you're going to go through some things. You understand you're going to be sick sometimes. You understand you're going to lose a loved one or two. I lost mama, daddy, brother, sister, children, a child. Listen, all of that matters. Because we love them and we may miss them. But I love God even more. Because in the midnight hour, he's going to be right there. Early in the morning when I wake up, it's him that wake me up. He's going to be right there. When I need something that nobody else can give me, guess what? He's going to supply it for me. Because the earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. When he got everything and everybody, including that devil, belong to him. Nothing go on unless he give the approval. So when I get my mind made up to love him, the more I love him, the more wisdom he's going to give me, the more favor he's going to give me. And guess what? He'll send things along. Anytime you feeling a little down, a little discouraged, he going to send something to lift you up. My daughter passed in September. I think this was the last month. He sent me a song just for me. Sent me a song that encouraged me. And it was the strangest thing. I really couldn't shed no tears or none of that. Every time I thought about my daughter, it caused me to praise God. Hallelujah. Because I know where she at, you see. Why should I be discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should I feel lonely? His eyes is on the sparrow. And I know he's watching over me. I just got to have the faith to believe it. He done proved to me over and over again what he can do. I would truly be a fool. I'm not talking about nobody else. I'm talking about me now. I would be a fool to walk away from this. I would be a fool to doubt. He's done too much to prove to me who he is. I can look way back, even before I fully came to him, and see how he blessed me. 8 biological children, all 8, had 10 fingers and 10 toes. Nobody was born deformed. Nobody was born that had special needs. None of that. So people can't tell me about him. You just can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Hallelujah. And we back. I see all the numbers now. God is faithful to us. Yeah. So we are thankful unto him. And we want to be faithful unto him. For if we are faithful unto him, good morning, Brother Louis. God bless you. Brother Perry, God bless you this morning. He will give us a crown of life that will never fade away. But we got to be faithful unto him. Now faith is, you got to believe. You got to believe right now. You got to believe. But yet, in the midst of having favor, we got to understand some other things. You got to understand sometimes you have faith to believe, but you don't get it. And the reason you do not get it is because right now it won't work together for your good. Anything that will not work for your good, God will not give it to you. I don't care what it is. But Lord, look at the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. I can just see Fluffy running down the driveway, Lord. Look how pretty it is. If you give it to me, I'm going to keep it clean. Lord, I'm going to take good care of it. You're going to make it your God. That's what you're going to do. He said no. Let me tell you something. I tried to move in a place, beautiful, and clean, oh my goodness, oh, when I walked in the door, it was just so nice. Had all the modern appliances, all the modern washer, dryer, old carpet was just flushed. And I just knew God would give me that place. No ma'am, no ma'am. And the place that he gave me back in the day, in the 80s, it was really nice. But by the 2000s, it, you know, had gotten old. Old appliances, old, you know. No washer and dryer. You had to go to the laundry house to do laundry. That's what he gave me. Now, it didn't make me doubt him. It didn't make me angry. It didn't make me, why he didn't give it to me? I knew why. It was not going to work together for my good. Another thing that was going to work there that could be done. This was a working class of people, and they were gone, 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 gone. And if I saw one, I wouldn't have time to do no kind of talking. Hey, bye. But where he moved me at, he gave me favor in that office. I could even go up there and talk. People would come in the door and I could talk. And this wasn't a project now, and I could talk to them. Shantae came out of San Diego, came back and put me in a decent apartment. I was good where I was. But he had a purpose and a plan, and he didn't leave me there for very long. I did the work and I was out. There was a young lady across the street. If I told y'all, he sent me there for her and a boyfriend. Because she had given her life to him and went back, what they call backslid, because of the boyfriend. And you have people like that today. They can't fully come to God because of the girlfriend. They can't fully come to God because of the boyfriend. They can't give God their whole heart because of the husband, the wife, the children, the friend, or something. But we can't let nothing separate us from his love. And all of that, he gave me favor everywhere I went. I never get in people's pool. I would walk across in the summer and get in the pool. Yeah. Stroke a little bit and get out and go home with my towel. Sit out there and sip me some lemonade with my feet in the water. People come up, I talk to them about the Lord. See, that was an assignment. Wherever you are, there should be an assignment for you to do. There should be work for you to do, because when we work under God, you're going to have his favor. I worked a few days, I think 2 days last week, in a special obedience assignment. You better know he favored me, and you better know he blessed me. I was in dire straits, I'm trying to tell you now. I worked them 2 days in that special assignment, and he opened the door. My bank account was overdrawn, the little check, and you know. He opened the door, and I was blessed to do that. Take care of them thieves. huh? And I don't like that because I don't want the bank to think I'm over here clowning. Because I got a history, you know. But God knows the very intent of our heart. So what he do is he come in. And according to my heart, he work it out for me. Favor, favor, favor. I told you, they said favor wasn't fair. But those are people walking in the flesh. They're not looking in the spirit. They're not looking at God. Because if he gave me favor, everybody's not going to have what I have. Everybody's not going to love him the way that I love him. Everybody is not going to see him the way that I see him. Everybody not going to love him like you love him. Everybody not going to see him like you see him. He didn't just make me. And so I'm just giving all my favor to Barbara. Bam. No, ma'am. No, sir. We all have favor. The favor of Almighty God. We all have it on our lives. Yeah. But it is what we do. If you want more favor, obey God more. If you want more favor, honor him more. Obey him more. We can pray till we blew in the face, but we got to obey God. He hears, and if you're praying till you blew in the face, pray for obedience. Lord, give me the spirit of obedience. Lord, give me the spirit of doing you right. Give me the spirit to walk in the spirit, Lord, that I don't fulfill the lust of my flesh. Help me to come out of this flesh. Teach me how to bring this flesh under subjection. This is the hour. Because look, when you look around, I'm telling you, things are not going to be what you think they're going to be unless you got the favor of Almighty God. Unless you got God, you won't make it. And if he saved you, he gave you favor. But we just can't stop right there with being saved. We got to seek God's face because there are other things he desires of us. There are other things he have need of us. He need us to work in the vineyard. It is day right now, but night coming. When night come, no man can see. If you can't see, you can't work. If ever that was the time to ask God even to stir up the gifts, then you stir them gifts up and get to working. The harvest is plenteous, but the labor's a few. I think of it like this. What I want my children to go to hell. What I want my children to be lost. What I want my children suffering to be in vain. Or do I want them to suffer for his sake? I want my children suffering for the sake of the Lord. That's where it's going to count. See, if the world was like us, if the world was believing, I'm giving up this because I'm going to get that. Hey, Evangelist Scott, God bless you this morning. Turn it up the gospel with Lady T. All right, Teresa Scott. So look, they believe in suffering to get what they want. They believe in going through to get what they want. They'll go to work every day, including Sunday, twice on Sunday, to get what they want. We should be the same way. We should be around the jail, the hospital, the nursing home, huh? The foster care place, the project. Anywhere there are people who need God, we should be there. And we should let them Jehovah Witnesses outdo us. I shouldn't have said that. I should have said other religions outdo us when we got the true and living God. We should be on our job daily seeking for somebody to turn to God. Lift him up. He said he'll do the drawing. How you going to lift him up? I'm going to talk to these people right here, Lord, and see what they say about you. Yes, you did. You should surprise me, Teresa Scott. I'm going to talk to these people right here and see where they at. I met a man, and he said, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I'm a Christian. I said, well, look here, tell me about your walk with the Lord. He did not know what I was talking about. I said, and listen, this is what I do. When you don't come talking the way he said that you would come talking, I can't do this here. I said, now, if you come lying, now, do you want to be delivered? I'm a Christian. I said, well, I got to let you go on with your kind of Christianity because it's not the Christianity I'm accustomed to. And I meant that thing. Yeah. Because, see, the people of God, see, you tell God certain things so that when it show up, you'll know it come from him. But if you haven't told God anything will show up and you'll go for it. You'll believe that. It sounds like God. Now, I can't just have go on the sound. I got to know it's God. He said in his word, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they will not follow. Hallelujah. So we got to know. But we're moving a little bit further because we're going to wrap it up here. But he said in that seventh verse now, well, let's go back to six. I want to go back to six. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, who is, God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, this the main key, diligence. Constantly, always continue to seek God's faith. Turning from our wicked ways. Sometimes we get I call it stag. We just in one place and don't look like nothing is happening. Don't look like God is opening no doors. And it looks like we're going backwards instead of forward. Let me tell you, just because he don't open a door for me, I got 66 good books that will encourage me every day to run this race with patience. If I can't think of nothing else, I go back there and look at old Samson, him and Delilah. I love 1 and 2 Samuel. I go back there and see what Samuel was trying to get done. I go back there and look at his parents. I look at his mother. She prayed for this boy and told God, if you give him to me, I'm giving him back to you. And that's what she did. She didn't lie to God. See, repentance is important, too, with your faith. Let me put that in there now. Remember I told you I stole the chicken and the cake? Big fat buttery yeast rolls out the Golden Corral. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, forgive me. But the next time I go, okay, no butter rolls, no chicken, no cake. But I steal the crab sandwich. Come on now, talk to me. I'm still what? Stealing. I done went to him and asked him to forgive me for the chicken and thing, but now I'm back in there stealing crab sandwich. They got fruit over there. I'm stealing the oranges and apples, putting it in my purse. It's for later. And I'm with some more church people. And they're going to use my word. I'm with you when you're right. I wasn't right. That's stealing. And it made them feel comfortable to steal. So when I repented, I had to tell God about that too. Lord, I caused them to steal. I caused them to do wrong. I want your favor. And if I want your favor, I got to cut my flesh out of here. I can't obey the flesh and want the favor of God. But many of us, we that way. We don't want to obey God, but we want the blessings of God. Hands out. Just keep giving me, Lord. Giving me. I'm not going to repent. I'm not going to go do my works over. I'm not going to try to get right with you. Just keep giving me. Can't be so. It told us that Enoch's testimony was that he pleased God. And that's, I want that testimony right there day and night, that I please the Father, Almighty God, that have all power. Not sometime, but daily, 365 days a week, year after year after year until I leave here. So 7 says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the savings of his house. Look at this. By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Look at that. If Noah didn't have that faith, he would have been destroyed, him and his little, six more folks. They would have been destroyed in the flood too. But because he had faith, he moved. He believed God and he moved. There have been times when I wasn't sure. And I said, Lord, if this is not you, God, stop me. Don't let me do this. I only want to do this, Lord, if it's you. If this is what you want me to do. I'm not sure about this. And Father, I want to make my calling and election sure with you. That this is you who move in this way. And I stand still. And the Lord show up and keep it going. Yeah. You hear me? But we got to make our calling and election sure with him. And we got to let this faith kick in. We got to walk by. See, once you get used to walking by faith and not by sight, it'll become a habit. That Proverbs 3, 5 through 7 will mean everything to you, look like. Because you used to trust in the Lord and not yourself. You used to trust in God with all your heart and leaning not to your own understanding. In all your ways, you praying before you move. You acknowledging him. And it's expected. You expect him and he will direct your path. You're not being wise in your own eyes. You fear the Lord and depart from. You're not coming up, well, if I do this, that gonna happen. Well, Lord, the last time they told me that, didn't know. It's not the last time, this time. I'm going to trust you, Lord. I'm stepping out by faith. Let me tell you, I have wanted to plant seeds. And we know God gives seed to the sower. I know y'all tired of hearing about them seeds. But I'm going to tell y'all something. You're going to learn one day. What that boy Kevin Hart said, all right, you're going to learn today. You're going to learn one day that seed planting is the greatest thing you could ever do. Because you're helping the good news of Jesus to spread. He'll favor you. Because you got his word going in places you can't go. All overseas. To countries and places you never heard of. Yeah. So I put it in the ground, expecting a harvest, and the harvest comes. I told these people that, and they wanted to keep asking me for stuff. I said, I ain't got no more for you, and I done gave you all I could. And to myself, I was like, if you follow the instructions, you wouldn't have had to ask me. God bless the child that have his own. But they don't have their own because they don't have favor. And they don't obey God. And they just want God to give to them. And they give nothing back to him. No work. No seed planting. No spreading the gospel. If I'm shy and I can't talk in front of people, well, let me put two coins over him because they going to talk for me. They're going to see that this word go to Germany. They're going to see that this word get over there to Africa. They're going to see that the word hit Japan. And he's not asking for a whole lot, just like with tithes and offering. He gives you the 90%. He gives you the bulk. He only requires 10%. There have been times when I didn't pay tithes and offering, I gave in obedience. Is better than a sacrifice. Y'all, oh Lord, I thank you this morning. But look, we're moving on. So Noah moved by faith, and him and his family were saved. Thank you, Brother Louis. In the 8th verse, it said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. When you walk by faith and not by sight, you don't know where you're going. You're following God. You following the Lord. He told Abraham to get up and go over there. Leave all your family and all of that over here. And I could understand. Because my nieces were there, Peaches and Plum. Hey, my nephew was there, Janaris and Jules and Granny Man and all of them. You know we have nicknames. They was up my brothers, you know, they all we was gonna come together. And when we come together, we laugh, we talk, we sing gospel songs, somebody gonna preach a word. This is when my family together, you know. And so look, I understand Abraham not leaving, but by faith, Abraham said, God said, get up out of here, I gotta go. Gotta go. See you. Bye-bye. He didn't know him obeying God brought him a great inheritance. He wanted children. He got more than he bargained for. He said his seed was like the sand. Anybody can count the grains of sand. When you go to beach, try to count them grains of sand and see what you come. You can't do it. But that's how many relatives God gave Abraham. Everybody related to him, huh? He only wanted Isaac. Sarah, she was going through something. I don't know what she was going through. Gone in there with Hagar. Gone in there with the handmaid. He disobeyed God because his flesh wanted to do that too, you know. So he goes on in there. Here come Ishmael. They done told us over and over he wasn't a promise. So when he got through, what happened? He had to put Ishmael and Hagar on down the street. She gonna get all snippety with Sarah. Hey, she got to go. He went on and told her, hey, I'm sorry, you got to go. My wife said, this won't work. See, because she thought Sarah didn't have no baby. She thought because she had the baby, she was in the power, but God had already gave Sarah and Abraham a promise that they just couldn't wait for. And many times we like that. He done promised us, but we got to try to help him like he need our help. Well, Lord, you said the job was mine. I put the resume in, but let me look again, because maybe I didn't put the right phone number on it. Well, maybe that job there don't warrant the qualification. Put the resume in and walk by faith and not by sight. Look at here. Go on to the car lot, believe in God. After all, it's just a car. After all, it's just a job. After all, it's a loan. It's just some money. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Pray the prayer of faith and walk away believing God and forgetting it. Let it go. And he's going to move for us. Get up and whatever you know God chose you for or call you to, get up and begin to do it. Good morning, Apostle. God bless you. Get up and start moving. Stop sitting around waiting on God. And he done told you something you can be doing. I started shaking myself. I started shaking them seeds. I started looking for, hey, wait a minute. I know I got something. Oh, I got the mugs. Oh, I got T-shirts. Oh, I got the Indian River Fruit Fundraiser. Oh, I got the soup, bread, drink, and dinner and the St. Augustine Tour. Oh, I got two books, I'm Scared and Ghetto Cooking with Bob. Oh, I got some seed right there. I can't look at my need. I got to check out my seed, and I got to get moving. But we don't want to work. We just want to sit back and, Lord, drop it out of the sky in my hand. Not that he can't do it now. Not that he can't do it, because if you got faith like that, he'll certainly do it. I told you, he put it on the ground for me before. But we want to have faith in God, please. We want to learn to let go. Who are we that God is even mindful of us? Even our righteousness is as filthy rags, but it's like we think we do all of this stuff without doing nothing. Don't even halfway believe. Yeah. little bit further. 9 says, by faith he sojourned into the land of promise as in a strange country. He didn't know nothing about that place. Dwelling in tabernacles which Isaac and Jacob and heirs with him of the same promise. Took his children on over there. That's like me. Leaving from Jacksonville, going to Birmingham. Strange land for me. For God say go, I had to get up and move. Verse 10 says, for he looked for a city which has foundation, whose builders and maker is God. And that's what we should look for today. The things of God, the things that God has done. All right, Nailua, amen. Past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. 11 says, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Who promised it? Almighty God that had all power. Remember Sarah was in the door and the angels came, told them they were going to have a baby. She back there snickering. That's just like us. You know we're in the flesh. That's just like us. We ain't looking in the spirit. Yeah. The senior bishop told me before he died, he said, Barbara Mack, come in and dance with this woman right here because she's a millionaire. He said, and the reason I'm asking you to dance with a Barbara Mack because you're a millionaire too. Did you hear that? And ever since that day, I believe, and that's been years ago, that was like in the 90s. But though it tarry, wait for it, Barbara. Sarah and Abraham waited 90-some years old having a baby. Took Sarah back, it says, after women. Sarah started being like a young woman again. Body changed. 90-some years old. Is there anything too hard for God? God gave that Abraham, that boy Isaac, he loved him. He loved him. Because that was one of his heart's desire to have a son. But do we see that Abraham was willing to sacrifice Isaac? That boy that he loved so much, he was willing to sacrifice it. And God counted Abraham's faith as righteousness. Not per se what he was doing, because he was wrong for going over there fooling around with Hagar. Letting his flesh treat him like that. Because he could have told Sarah, look here, woman, no. God said he was giving us a son. We're going to wait on God. But see, his flesh was enjoying that. He knew it. Even the thought of it made him happy. Yeah, let me go on over here and hang out with Hagar then. And messed up. Yeah. But nonetheless, like David, he got it right with God. And God called Abraham friend. Counted his faith as righteousness. They said David was a man after God's own heart. Look at that. David messed up big time too. Killed Uriah to keep his dirt covered. Oh, but when David got on the right track, hallelujah, you couldn't do nothing with him. He learned to walk upright before God. He learned, if I got enemies, let the Lord fight my battle. I love David too. Paul, David, Abraham, all of them. But just certain ones of teachers, it's me, you know. And I know they're talking to me. And I can see myself in there. But I thank God this morning for his word. For his word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. So God, the favor of God, the favor of Almighty God. What will that favor do for you? That favor will heal your body. That favor caused you to live a long life. That favor caused your children to be saved. I don't care what they've been out there doing and how long they've been doing it for. That favor will bless your grandchildren. Hallelujah. Favor will bless your household. Favor will cause you to have things you never thought you could get. Favor. Favor bring along a great marriage. Favor. Favor cause you to get the right wife, the right husband. One that's just right for you. Hallelujah. Favor. I want that favor of God more and more. It's more precious than life to me. Because I can be in life with nothing, but if I got favor, I'm going to have all I need and more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, we're going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, the studio is open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in this morning. Brother Mike, I hope you could hear me this morning. I was stuck all that long time. And I prayed and I let it go. And it's perfect that I thought if I cut it off, everything will go off. But in God's perfect time, and he fixed it. Hallelujah. Let's go with this one. And it's the Celtic Woman. You raise me up today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You've been such a wonderful audience.
More than just a radio. This is Jesus in the Morning Radio, spreading the good news of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You raise me up, hallelujah. He raises us that we can see more. Raise us in a place that is beyond where we thought we would be, because I call him faithful, hallelujah, because he is faithful unto us. Faithful to wake us up every morning. Hallelujah. God bless you, Evangelist Scott. Tell Bishop I said hello. And so good to see you drop by this morning. Thank God for you. And I appreciate you coming by today. And you see Apostle Boatwright in there. Remember, I met her over there when I came to Philly. Yeah, when I came to Philly for them 3 days with you and Bishop. Yeah, that's where I met Apostle Boatwright in that meeting. Hallelujah. God is just good to us. All them years later. Hey, thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Listen, the studio is open. If anyone has something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in. Good morning, Don. God bless you this morning. I see that 602 down there. I haven't seen Brother D in a day or so. Wonder where he's at now. Hey, Brother D. I'm going to need you to press that one. Just let me see the number. Good morning, Don. God bless you this morning. How are you?
I'm very good, Mama. Thank you for that scripture, that book. Man, it took me 2 days to read it. I had to reread it, but I need that to refresh me. And it's a new year. It's the last day of the month, and it's time for the world to open back up. I'm watching the sunrise, so I know it's time. I just feel blessed. I feel refreshed, rejuvenated, revitalized. I'm getting back to business. It's that time. Got to get busy about my father's business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you feeling this morning, Mama?
I'm blessed. I can't complain. I cannot complain.
Amen.
Yeah, you've been good to me, and working things out for me. It's cold this way. It's cold this way right
it's
now.
It's very cold here, too.
It don't usually be this cold in Florida, but right now we experiencing it. Yeah, all parts of Florida at that. Ooh, I'm cold over here. I know. But God is faithful.
Uh-huh. Amen, he is. Yeah, I just came in to tell you that was a perfect book for me. I needed to read it. I haven't read it in a long time. I read a scripture here and there. But sometimes you got to read the whole book to get the whole gist. So I'm glad God instructed you to tell me to read it. It was right on time, Mama. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And I'm out the way. I'm here, but, you know, I'm going to be texting and telling people, come on in. It wasn't his time. Yeah.
All right. I got you. Listen, y'all, I got a prayer request from Brother Lua. His daughter-in-law, Kim, he says she's got COVID. She's young and strong. Yeah. Seems to be better. And so he said it was 24 degrees down here. Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know what you're talking about. I know it was 22 over here, Brother Lewis, and cold this morning and yesterday. Yes, it was. So listen, intercessors, I'm going to need y'all to lift Kim up in prayer. And also Shante this morning. I believe Shante have the flu. She don't have COVID. But she got the flu, and she didn't want to tell me, but she told me. Yeah, I went to the store with nothing on. How you going to go to the store with nothing on in 30 below almost weather? How you do that there? How you do that? You was looking for something. You was looking for something. So I know it's not COVID. It's the flu. And prayed for her yesterday and everything, and later on she started sounding better. Because when I tell y'all, she sound worse than any moose I ever heard crying. I said, woo, what is that right there? But the Lord is going to heal her and take care of her. And, you know, folks going around saying, now everybody going to get COVID. The devil is a lie and a fool. I'm not getting it. That's not for me. Yeah. Here's a daddy going, Not everybody. You speak on you what you want to speak on you, what you want to have, and I shall live and die to declare the works of the Lord, and I shall not get COVID, and COVID shall not get me. How about that? And we're going to be all right in Jesus' name. Yeah. Just got to stay safe. Wash your hands and wear your mask. If you can get the good, thick surgical masks, not the cloth ones, but the good, thick surgical mask, invest in those even. Because people have it, and they're supposed to be quarantined once you get it. These folk are not staying in the house. Y'all hear me? They coming on back out talking about what the government think they're going to do to them and all this old crazy stuff. And you done have folks that die from it. Well, you don't know if that's what they died from or not. Well, I know they wasn't breathing. And then sometimes when folks been diagnosed with it, I think they get low because, you know, they worried now. Oh, I got this, I'm going to die. And it just take them in, you know. All the symptoms come forth. But I'm not believing none of that. I should live and not die. Yeah, we serve a risen Savior. We serve that God who went down in hell, conquered all, and rose with all power. We serve the same God that walked to the grave of Lazarus and said, Lazarus, come forth. Yeah. But see, we can't play. We got to believe and obey God, and we'll be all right in Jesus' name. All right, Sister Jerry, I got your message. Good morning. God bless you. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I'm doing very well. I'm doing very, very well. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm blessed. I can't complain today.
No. I was looking at my football game. I told you yesterday I was going to just have a football day, and I had a good day. But, you know when God took something that you don't need anymore, and if you ask him and ask him and say, Lord, take this desire from me. I got a phone call yesterday from a person, boy, I've been flipping over the chairs and up on the roof. But when he called, I was like, oh, I'm trying to watch my game. He was like, what? I'm trying to watch the game. What's important? Why are you calling again? He said, well, I'll call you back when this game over. Oh, okay, click. That game was over. He was good as his word. I was like, Lord. I said, okay, why are you calling me again? He said, I thought we were going to talk about the game together. No, I don't want to talk about that with you. I was not trying to be spiteful, vindictive, but when you ask God and you sincerely ask God to remove something that's not right for you, Barbara, it will come with no stripes. My son, Kevin, and I, we're getting along so well in this house. He's coming in the kitchen helping me cook, fold up clothes, putting them away. I'm like, wow, God, I thought when I got rid of that lady, I was going to really have a house of squalor. Barbara is coming with ease. Yes, I'm going to get another housekeeper. But right now, life is good for me. And I said to the Lord, I said, Lord, even when I don't feel good, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm sick today. My answer is that. No, I am well. Because he brought it back to my remembrance on how sick Mr. Kraut was. Right hand split open, going in the kitchen cooking. Hip replacement, digging a pipe from my house all the way to the street and replaced the piping in my home. You are what you say you are. You can have what you say you won't. And I thank God for talking to me while I sleep and slumber. Is there anything too hard for God? No. Now faith. But he says now because you got to have the faith right now. I just don't even say it. Don't say, oh, I want my TV to cut on. I hope it cut on.
Well, normally you don't even worry about that. You just press that button. You know that TV going to come on. Press God remote. Know he's going to be just like that remote for your TV. It's going to happen. And for that, I am grateful. That was a beautiful song this morning, Miss Barbara. It was beautiful. And I just want to say thank you. And I thank God for keep believing in me.
Amen. Thank God for you, Jerry. God bless you. God bless you over there today. And I just thinking we can have church every day. Isn't that amazing? Monday through Friday. And we can do it Monday through Sunday. We can have church every day. I thank God for that. I thank God that he knows the very intent of our hearts. And if we want his favor, have faith and obey him. Have faith and obey God. Don't let your flesh get the best of you. Yeah. Because I see too much, you know, and it's nothing for us to say, I'm a Christian. But in this hour, I believe we got to carry that a little bit further than I'm a Christian. Because there was a lot of them who followed Jesus, but they was not following him for the right reason. Some of them nosy, they just come out to see. Some of them followed him because of the bread, you know, the loaves and the fish. Some of them followed him because they couldn't believe this was Mary and Joseph's boy. All they had a reason why they were following him. But we follow him today in obedience. We follow him because we believe. We follow him because we found out his word works. Prayer works. Hallelujah. Yes, it does, over and over and over again. And I thank God for some of the prayingest intercessors ever. I pass that thing over to the intercessors. They get on it in a little bit. We hear. Had a lady over in the prayer request club for her son. And I pass that on to the intercessors. Boy, look at here. She gave me her daughter yesterday. I went on and prayed the prayer of faith. I told her a couple of things, you know, because her daughter needs some positive books to read. And you got to give your children something positive. Thank you. Thank you, ADOC Ministries. We got to give them children something positive. The scripture said, train up a child in the way he should go. When he get old, he won't depart from it. And there are a lot of books that teenagers and children enjoy reading. But you got to take time and make sure that your child reads. Start them from babies, reading. As they get older, put them into something. I believe in putting them into music, some type of instrument to learn, to master. And don't just send your child to music lessons. Go with your child. This is 2022. We watching as well as praying in this hour. And if we do these things, we're going to have some different kind of children. If we can do it for the grandchildren, because, you know, our children, you know, they change. You know, they say they're in the church, too, and then they follow the world. And you can only do so much for the grandchildren because you're not the parents. So we put them on the altar. We leave the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, the great-great-grandchildren, we leave them before God and walk on. But if you train your children in the way that they should go, they can get around other spirits, and they tell them other ones, hey, look here, I can't do that. See, I knew better than to do crazy stuff because I had a dad who did. He wasn't abusive, he wasn't mean. But he did mean what he said, and he said what he mean. And he had trained you in the word. And you was taught and trained. You wasn't told. You was taught and trained how to behave at home. And you knew you was taught and trained how to behave yourself in the house of the Lord. Yeah. And they used to say, that's little Sister Pittman right there. Uh-huh. Now, when I got outside and, you know, got away from home around my friends, I might have did some other things. But even in that, I wasn't going to do too much. I had a fight one day, and this man and lady come because they knew my dad, and they knew my mom. And I told the man, I said, would you go home and explain to my dad what happened? He said, yeah, I'll go with you, baby. He said, because I saw she came and pushed you, and you had to defend yourself. And I did not. I didn't start no fights because my dad in the streets. Oh, you want them hawks toe up? What? You went to do what they sent you to do, and you came home, and you went in a respectable way, and you came back in a respectable way. And during this time, when adults said something, if you didn't have nothing good to say, you didn't say anything back. You didn't dispute their word. You went on about your business. Because they would get you for disrespecting adults. But today, it's like the world flipped upside down. Right is considered wrong, and wrong is considered right. And I don't know if it was because of cocaine or a crack. I don't know what happened to people's minds. I don't know if it's powder cocaine babies, crack babies, heroin babies. I don't know where these people come from. But they got the whole mentality messed up. It's as if they don't want to be human beings. They want to do something else. Yes, they don't want to be human beings. They want to be an it. Her, she, is something. I don't know what all that is. But I want to be Barbara. I was born female. I'm a her, a she. That's what I am. A lady. Born a female, I became a lady because I was trained. And a lady just don't carry herself. Now, you got a lot of women. Okay, now. Okay, ABOC. I got you. But a lady is trained. My mom, she trained us how to sit. Back in the day, you couldn't just sit on the dress, Sister Dot. You had to brush that dress and then sit. So when you get up, the dress wasn't wrinkled in the back. You didn't go out with slips hanging. You didn't go out in pajamas in the grocery store. No, that's not what a lady did. You didn't go out with your hair uncovered and you got curlers in it. Yeah, and we wore slips. I still wear slips to this day. Just brought up that way. Yeah. In some cases, they had girdles. They put the girdles on. So when they walked, you know, nothing wouldn't jiggle. You had a way to carry yourself. You was trained to be a lady if you had godly parents, too. And they didn't send you to church. They took you to church. And while you was in church, they watched you. Mine did. And I told you I had a younger brother. He was just bad. And my dad was a deacon. Mom was a deaconess. And when my mom come over with my dad, you know, because she went to a different church. She was apostolic. My dad was what they call Pentecostal. And when she come and visit his church, my brother said, look at her. Look at your daddy. Oh, he got a new suit on. If them new Stacey Adams, oh, he finna shout. He finna show them shoes. And then they said, watch your mama, watch your mama. Her hat matching her purse. Ooh, and it matches. She finna come out the corner. And then like when he said that, she come right out the corner and start dancing. It would be so funny, but I had to sit with a straight face. And then I got to go to the bathroom. He go to the bathroom so he can laugh. I said, this ain't nothing here that was sitting next to me but the devil. That's bad. But he did it in a way where the parents didn't see it. All the mothers of the church or the pastor or the deacons, they didn't see it. Because if they saw it, you was in great trouble. In the house of the Lord cutting up, oh, you was in. That's when folks had respect for God and respect for his men and women and respect for the house of God. Today they don't have any of that. Yeah. There you go, that dignity and morals. Yeah. And they talk with their eyes if you were out of order. Yeah, they can look at you. You get that look, you knew what it meant. Straighten up and fly right in here. Yeah, before I get you. And if you showed out and he couldn't get you, she couldn't get you right there when you got home, they didn't forget that. Because they never wanted you to do that in the house of the Lord ever again. Yeah. I had to carry myself in a certain way. Sung in the choir. Had to obey the choir director. Yes, all of that. It's Some days I wanted to cut my eyes, but I know if I'd have cut my eyes when I got home, them parents was going to cut my rear end. You hear me? So, no, I can hold that thought. Please believe me. I could hold that thought, yeah. But they meant good, and they wanted you to live a certain kind of good way, not just any kind of old way with no respect. I have people calling me all the time saying, Lord, have mercy. I have so-and-so and so, my daughter this and that. My son don't care. I'm so embarrassed. Because sometimes you can train them up in the way they should go, and they'll depart. They go all out there and do what they want to do. Ooh, ooh, yes, sir, I know about that, Brother Lewis. Call you out from that pulpit. I know all about that, yes, sir. Wherever you showed out, that's where you got straight. But they got all these spirits come out, and they said to train your child and to spank your child, it was abuse. But the scripture said, spare the rod and spoil the child. It says to bend the sapling while it's young. You got to train them while they're young. You can't wait till they get 12 and 13. Now you want to train them. It's too late. Now you got to oil them down and pray for them to go on. That's all you can do now because you really waited too late to train your child in the way that they should go. Yeah. But God will bless you, and he'll even bless your seed. Hallelujah. Let's do a little roll call right quick, and then I'm going to pray us out. If no one have anything else they would like to say this morning, press that number one and I will bring you in. If not, I will pray us out and we'll go to the last song of the morning. Thank you so much, Don, for calling in. God bless you, and thank you, Sister Jerry. God bless you this morning. I want to say good morning to Sister Dr. Goodman. I know you prayed for me, and I'm getting good reports over here, Sister Dot. Thank you so much. Sister Mary Ann, good morning. Sister Rose Brown, Sister Samoa, good morning to you. I know it's cold in Philadelphia, sister. Good morning, Sister Melody Rose, Sister Angela in California. My God, baby, Sister Laura. God bless you, Laura. I got your message. Thank you so much. Good morning to you, Mr. Mason and Miss Deborah. That's Laura's son and her mother. Good morning to you, Sister Alexis and Sister Lachelle, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, again, Sister Jerry, Sister Angela Foot. Good morning, Mama, Sister Anna Lee Foot this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Good morning to you, Sister Kim Hopps and Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and our very own Apostle Claudia Boatwright this morning. Good morning to you, Evangelist Teresa Scott up out of Philadelphia up there, and Bishop Gerald Scott. Good morning to you. God bless y'all over there. And a good morning to you, ADOC Ministries. God bless you, baby, for coming by today. Thank God for you. Good morning to you, Brother Mike Hopps. And good morning to you, Brother Lewis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother George West Perry. He was here, and Brother Perry left. He must be at work. Good morning to you, Brother Lee Hamilton, Brother Cal. Good morning to you, Brother Justin Gilmore, Brother Frank, and Brother Marquez Grissom. Good morning, good morning, good morning. God bless you. Thank God for each of you today, those that come through the archives and the podcast. God bless you. I thank God for each of you. And I just love it. I couldn't wait, Holly, to today because I wanted to come and bring that message of God's favor. Yeah. Hallelujah. The songwriter says more precious than life. But I know without that favor, I couldn't make it. But faith and obedience is what brought me favor, the favor of God. And I want that same testimony, I tell you, that Enoch had. His testimony said that he pleased God, took him straight from the earth to heaven. I thank God, again, if he do that for me. But if he does not, if he leave me here to toil and tarry and to continue to work the vineyard, as long as, glory, hallelujah, as long as I got the testimony, I please God. Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful thing right there, to please the master, to please the one that have all power, the one that looks beyond our fault and yet meet our needs, the one that's on our side in spite of, the one that said, if he be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. I pleased him. And that's what Jesus did. He come to please the Father, come to do the will of him that sent him. Oh, that's all right this morning. Hallelujah. Amen goes right there. And so we're thankful unto God. I thank all of you that come through the podcast and the archives. God bless you. And listen, I didn't really give the announcements I wanted to, and I said I was going to wait till the ending anyway. But I'm working on Freedom Doors Ministries to put T-shirts and coffee mugs over there, and I may put a few more other things. I'm going to feature a birthday mug and a Valentine's mug over there. Ain't nothing wrong with love, you know, the heart. Ain't nothing wrong with that, because for God is love, and we're not celebrating it, all this other stuff, but we thank God for love. That's what we thank for. He so loved us. Hallelujah. The Florida Indian River Fruit Fundraiser, I'm working on spreading that. If you're over on Facebook with me, go over there and look for it and post it to your page, to your groups, any way you can post it at, because this is going to bless us next year, January 2023, if God allows COVID and Omarion and Ovarion and whoever it is to get on up out of here. The soup, bread, drink, dinner, and St. Augustine tour. I'm making flyers for that that I can post everywhere. I'm putting my books back out, I Am Scared, and Ghetto Cooking with Barbara. I'm putting those books back out there. Because I didn't look at my need, I'm looking at my seed. And whatever I've got that I can use to bring income so that I can bless others. I was talking to the guy from Facebook support this morning. He said, oh, yeah. Oh, I like what you're doing. Yeah, a lot of people does. But it costs money, I promise. It costs money. Yeah. And so we want to do what we can do. You too, Evangelist Scott, you too have a blessed day. Dear Bishop, I said hello. Hallelujah. I know Brother Louis was glad to see you. But, yeah, and for Nigeria and Uganda and India and Canada and South Africa and Ghana and New Zealand, Pakistan and Kenya, God bless you. I got you on the prayer list. And intercessors, y'all pray for these countries. Pray for these people. Yeah, because they come faithfully, too, to listen to Jesus in the morning. And we want to be in prayer for them, because I know in many places they're not as free to come out as we are. And so these are our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we're supposed to love them, be especially good to the members of the household of faith. Hallelujah. And so we want to be in prayer for them, need to visit the Flagler Church. Yes, sir, the last time I went, I did. You told me that, remember? Shante and I took the tour, and we caught the tram and rode around all kind of eating places. They didn't stop to get me nothing to eat. I had to get that when I left. You know, I wanted some of them groceries from down there smelling like that. But I got invited down there before to a humongous place and for Martin Luther King Day or something. And I went down there and they fed me real good and buffet style, this way before COVID. And the food was really good. So I wanted to take those that come to the soup, bread, drink, dinner, and take them around St. Augustine. On a tour, and I'm praying about it, because I don't know if we should follow the tram, which would be free to us, because if we take the train or the tram, that's like $100 to view the city, you know, to take the tour. But we're going to pray and see how God, because if we take the bus, there are a few places I know now. I know in St. Augustine to take you to look. They have an old jail, oldest school. I'm talking about in the city. You can just ride by there, you know. But when you take the tour, they know more about how to get around the city, because I don't live there. You know, I'm not far from there. I could be to St. Augustine in a good 20 minutes, but I don't live that Augustine every day. So, you know, if we get a tour, or maybe I could get a college kid, and we get a bus, and they take us on the tour. Yeah. So I just thank the Lord. Y'all keep these things lifted in prayer, and that not my will, but God's will be done. And with the T-shirts and the mugs, and also with the books and the fundraiser, Indian River, Florida Indian Fruit fundraiser. Listen, we're going to be able to bless some people. Yeah. Somebody going to be able to pay rent. Somebody going to be able to keep electric on. Somebody going to be able to send their children to school with some shoes on and all this kind of thing. Okay. Okay, okay. Yes, yes. Put that link in there for my ADOC ministry. Yeah, put that link in there, and I will get it out. I'll get the link and post it, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah, I'll post it for you. And so we just thank God this morning. I had to, what this is, January, I had to go on and prepare for Christmas of this coming year. If the Lord say the same and I'm still here, I've got plans in the work. But I started early to try to be able to afford some things, yeah. And God is safe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So is there anyone else? Did we miss anybody? And if you're over on Facebook, because Sister Jerry said she pressed the number one and it did nothing. So I'm looking to see, was it anybody else? All right, good morning, Sister Dot. You saw it. Yeah, you saw the movie. Okay. I know that's what that's for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, and that's Tony. What is he saying? Okay, to the Freedom Doors website. He's going to send some people over there to take a look. All right, I upped it today, so the Freedom Doors website should be up and running. I'm going over after this and check out Jesus in the Morning and make sure it's up and running. And then I'll call him back. He gave me his email to text him back. I mean, write him back when I'm done with the show, and he'll come back and finish helping me to post the T-shirts and whatever I got to do over there. And I thought that was just a straight-up blessing because I had never been able to get it done like that before. And so the Lord sent him this morning, and I was so thankful. I was thankful unto him. Let's see. I want to make sure I'm not missing no birthdays over here, y'all. All right. So if no one else have anything else to say, I will pray us out, and we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. Good morning to you, area code 804. God bless you this morning. I think I saw a few more area codes that I wasn't quite familiar with. All right, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Sion. I saw you. Or is that Pastor David? I think that's Sion. Good morning, Pastor David. God bless you over there. God bless you. Okay. All right. Do you have... Okay, up in the... where is it at? All right, I need the name of the book in the dark. All right, In the Dark is the name of ADOC Ministries' book, In the Dark, and it's $15, and where can you get it from? Can you get it from Amazon, or where would they find the book? She said there's no link. She self-published. I'm saying, where would they find the book at? Okay. And no link, self-published. The name of the book is In the Dark. So I'm assuming you send her $15, PayPal or Cash App. Okay, so is the PayPal name, God bless you, sister, God bless you. Is the PayPal name In the Dark, or is it ADOC Ministries? What the PayPal and the Cash App ID? Okay, hold on 1 minute. Good morning, area code 804, first three numbers 356. God bless you this morning. How are you?
God bless you. How are you doing this morning?
I'm blessed. I can't complain.
I heard that. I just want to say my name is Chaotic Lifestyle. I'm from Paper Records, and I have a few albums out. I'm with the winning team, also Pastor Don and the winning team also.
Okay.
I'm giving you all a call in. I listen to the, I normally just listen, but I said, let me call in and at least say hi today.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for coming through.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
for
we'd like to hear from you now and then and tell us what you got going on, if you got a new project or anything like that. Just let us know and tell us where we can find your project, and we'll go from there.
Okay. I have several albums out right now, and I have one called Paper Trail by Paper Gang, and that's out. You can find that on any digital media site. And I have another album that just came out a couple of weeks ago that called Live from the East End, which is also on every digital media site. And a few other songs up there, too, you can check out.
Okay.
Also.
God bless you. Listen. Oh, by the way, Don, I'm gonna need you to buy a gift box of fruit. Check my Facebook page out, because guess what? It's $20. Beautiful fruit, fresh and sweet. So I need you to just make a sacrifice and get a box of that fruit. And it's going to be all right. I'm asking everybody to buy a $20 box of fruit. They got much more than that. And you can get tangerines, one of them, with the pecans, $20. You can't beat it. Yeah, because we're trying to raise the money so we can do something for the people next year. And I want to be able to hopefully, you know, pay for the trip. Well, not pay for the trip, but pay for the meal for the soup and bread and drink dinner and take them on the tour, and they won't have to pay for it. And that's compliments of Jesus in the Morning radio talk show along with Freedom Doors Ministries. And outside of that, you know, we'll probably be able to bless a few people with electric and water and, you know, whatever we can bless people with, because I just believe God gives so that we can give. He opened doors so that we can be a blessing. And then I'm going to ask your pastor to stand in with me in prayer, because I'll talk to you about this later, but I want to give something big to her ministry, her church. And I want the Lord to bless me to be in a position I can give $10,000 here, $10,000 over there, to at least 10 churches, you know, give $10,000. This is going to help them, because the pandemic came and, you know, it knocked some people around, and, you know, all the people that used to come didn't come. Some people don't still pay the tithes and offering it to you. But this would be a blessing. And if we give, God will cause men to give into our bosom, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I believe that. Yeah. And it's already all right. Good morning, Sister Rita. God bless you. I think I told you good morning. I see you, Samoa. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, it's good to see these numbers. All right. So listen, you have anything else you'd like to say, brother?
No, that was pretty much it. Like I said, I'm Thank you for having me on the show.
Amen.
I appreciate
Amen.
That.
Yeah. All right. Now, Don, tell the rest of them, get a gift box. As a matter of fact, let me write your number down so I make sure text you the information, and you can pass
it
on. I saw y'all, I think that was Friday night or one day this week, about the fire. But you remember the guy, I don't forget his name now, but he come and he gave that to me a few years back. And I was sending it out. Nobody responded, but it's all, I know, you know, how it goes. You just have to keep doing it, keep doing it, and keep familiar with it. Let sometimes you can watch mm-hmm. and you keep saying, I'm going to get that. And when you know the thing, 10 times on the Ben-Pie, and then you finally buy what you saw on that commercial. So you just have to keep advertising, advertising, advertising. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think I got it, Brother Louis. In the dog, please. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, wait a minute. Come on, then. Okay, I think I got the whole thing. It won't let me do it, Louis. All right, I'm trying to copy and paste it. Wait. All right, wait a minute. I'm trying to copy and paste it. Oh, I got it. I got it. All right, I had to work. All right, let's pray out. Father God, in the name. Lord, we thank you for this day. I'm going to mute your mic, 804. We thank you for this day. Thank you for all you've done, what you're doing right now, and what you're going to do. Father, we give you glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. And as we depart this morning, Father, I ask that you would bless your people, every caller and every listener today, oh God, those coming through the podcast and the archives, Lord, those that are on the line live, in the studio live today, moved by your spirit for these your people. But Father, you know what we all standing in need of. And we need you today, Lord. We need you every minute, every second, and every hour. But without you, we can do nothing. We ask that you would pour out your favor upon us. Lord, increase your favor in us and upon us this day. That not only we'll be faithful with what we need, but God, will be faithful in spreading your word. We thank you for faith because you gave us all a measure of faith. We thank you for trust, God. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Father, bless our going out today and our coming in. Again, meet the need in our lives according to your riches and glory by your son, Christ Jesus. We ask all of this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch Amen. Between men while we are absent, one from another, in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, January 31st, 2022. This month gone, y'all. This month is gone. In Jesus' name. So this is our last song of the morning. God bless you, Brother Cal is coming at you right now.
Hey. Ooh. I come from Memphis, Tennessee. Little small house, big family. 7 kids and I'm the baby. But I'm grown now and I'm like, praise the Lord. Cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. And it's so, so loud. And I'm gonna take it. Ooh. I told y'all I'm gonna make it. And when I make it, I'ma bring the whole.
remember a little later, Tater, after Wild Cracker died. All
real
right, Jerry. See, I knew she was going to come and say it. Behave yourself. All right, y'all have a blessed day. All right, no, through your email. Okay, all right.